Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
I've been very lucky over the years to interview Patty Wetterling dozens of times. We obviously hope the circumstances would have been extraordinarily different, how all of us became so familiar with the Wetterling family. And last year, Patty wrote a book, Dear Jacob, A Mother's Journey of Hope. We talked then. The book is now out in paperback. Again, Dear Jacob, A Mother's Journey of Hope. I truly believe that Patty is an amazing individual who's handled the kidnapping of her son as well as anybody on the planet would have ever done it, and deserves all of our respect. And Patty is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always a pleasure, Patty. Hope you're well. When you think about all the conversations you had with journalists and talk show hosts and individuals who bought the book, once you put in all the work on writing the book, what surprised you most about those conversations?
Oh, gosh. First of all, thank you, Chad. You've been with us on this very long journey, and you're part of what kept us alive and functioning. The media plays a huge role in finding kids, and nobody quits. So thank you. You know, what surprised me along the way was the depth of and the breadth of Jacob's reach. You know, I keep meeting people all over. I just 2 weeks ago got a letter from a guy who lived in Oklahoma, and he traveled around with his dad, and Jacob Story was on America's Most Wanted. His teacher thought he looked like Jacob, and they moved down to Mississippi, and he goes home one day from school, and his house is surrounded by local law enforcement, FBI, and all these people because she had reported it, and they tracked this kid down. He was Jacob's age, and he just wrote this tearful letter saying, you know, it was just so wrong and so unfair. I don't understand it, but yeah. I wasn't Jacob. And, you know, so the reach of the investigation was long and hard, and everybody carried him in their hearts. And I really, really love that. It was a time when this entire state, first of all, the state, the community, and then the state just came together. Everybody was united in this desperate search for Jacob, and there was just this different feeling than what I feel in the world today, where you know, people are picking at each other all the time. It's like, we need to come together. There's magic in that. There's power in that. And you know, what's better than to come together for kids? I still believe in a world where kids have the right to grow up safe and follow their dreams. So that was the the message, and I hear it from people today. Some of them share stories of their own loss through accidents, cancer, suicide, and how, you know, collectively when you share your story, you're no longer alone, and we strengthen one another that way. And so that's been really rather magical.
You know, Patty, I sadly make this point often, and I use 9/11 as my example, and I think of COVID, and now I think of the fires, where COVID, it was about 2 days later, and we were finger-pointing, and one side was blaming the other. With the fires, and again, I want a full investigation to take place with the fires to find out what could have been down, how we could have avoided this. But again, finger-pointing right away. And now when you think of that, when you bring up Jacob, that is such a point. I think of that time when this state wrapped your family around their arms collectively and said, what can we do? How can we find him? How can this happen? Whether I was, you know, this is Paul Majors on Care 11, me on a talk show, or everyday individuals. And now, I don't know if we would do that, as horrifying as that is for me to say. I think the majority would, but there would be more of the blame game right away, and that is a sad, sad statement.
Yeah, it is, because it doesn't get you anywhere. You know, I've worked with lots of victim families, and it's really easy to get angry as time goes by. They didn't find your child or loved one, and but that doesn't get you any answers. You know, we needed each other. And, you know, one of the gifts along the way was Joy Baker and Jared Shiro, who came and told his story. And it generated other men. They were not kids anymore, coming forward. And I jokingly called it a plumber, a blogger, a chiropractor, and a mom. And we formed this coalition that refused to go away. And it stirred up energy, and eventually, you know, the sheriff agreed. He was thinking about a different suspect, agreed to let the FBI, you know, long-term search team come in, and they did, and they loved Joy and Jared's work, and they, you know, they just kept digging and digging, and then technology advanced.
Yeah.
Because they had run Jared's clothing before, but they got a cold hit, a DNA hit, and they knew who took Jared. They couldn't charge him on that because of the statute of limitations. And that's been changed. A lot of things have changed for the better. And I guess this is a really deep topic of how you choose to live your life. I didn't have a choice. I couldn't live in that dark world. I was dying inside at the beginning. I couldn't get out of bed. People don't know that side of me because Jerry did all the talking at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't live there, and I had to hold on to the world that Jacob knew and to fight for that and to look for light in the darkness. And there are way more good people in the world than bad.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Absolutely.
We just need to pull together again, like you said. And I think it will happen. You know, life is kind of a pendulum, and it goes from one side to the other. But I think people are seeking that unity again, and I find it through children. I love their messaging. I hear a lot from kids. You know, people come in the line to get their book signed and say, you know, I was 3 years old when this happened, or I was seven. I couldn't ride my bike anymore. And, you know, it changed the way they parented. But and a lot of people faulted, you know, they call them helicopter parents. And it's like, I hate that term. It's like parents became more involved in their children's lives. And that's huge for their development and growth and, you know, becoming successful adults. And, you know, I think that we just need to keep sight of the vision of how do we want the world to be, and what can we do today to make it happen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the very familiar voice of Patty Wetterling. Her book out now in paperback, and it's absolutely worth your time. Dear Jacob, A Mother's Journey of Hope. If you've spent at least one day in the state of Minnesota, you know about Jacob Wetterling. You know about Patty Wetterling. Patty, I ask you about this a lot, and you've alluded to it already multiple times, how we in certain counties in the state and the nation are better when children disappear, and how it's collective, it's laws, it's many things. You're still involved in this. If we could be even better in trying to track down kids when they disappear, when you have these conversations with other parents who are involved or other legislators or other authorities, are there a couple things that stand out where we could even improve the process and continue to help finding these kids as quickly as possible?
I think the biggest thing is to never forget and to look. I talked today with Chris Wiedel. Her sister Susan has been missing since January 19th. So Sunday it'll be 38 years, 1988. Wow. And they have no answers. She was living in Lake Elmo and stopped at a gas station with a car trouble and was last seen getting into a car with a stranger, somebody nobody knows. And somebody has to have information on that. So the never forgetting. What I've really focused on, I think that we've done a lot of things with law enforcement training and resources and technology, and we are finding kids better and quicker. But I spent a whole bunch in the Jacob Wetterling Resource Center still focuses a lot on prevention. And part of that is how are we raising children who grow up to cause harm to another? And how can we turn that around and teach about respectful relationships and intervene if a child is acting inappropriately and get them some help? It's not just a arrest and prosecute thing. It's like, let's get these kids some help so they don't grow up to cause further harm. And there's great success when children get the support and the changes needed in their lives. And so, you know, that's a big part of still what has to happen. I don't think our culture is not real respectful. I still, every day, I look at the 11 for Jacob, because I think if we teach these, and we, if each of us tried to do a, can I read them?
Yeah, for sure.
Be fair, be kind, be understanding, be honest, be thankful, be a good sport, be a good friend, be joyful, be generous, be gentle with others, and be positive. I think we could raise that society, a world where we treat one another better. And I think that's a big part of the solution.
I think that's a great way to finish our conversation. Again, this is Patty Wetterling. I really encourage you to read the book and to stay involved with what Patty and others and trying to help finding kids who now might be adults, because sometimes you can find them 3 days after they disappear, 3 hours, and sometimes 3 years, 30 years, right? I mean, these stories. Patty's book, Dear Jacob, A Mother's Journey of Hope. Thank you so much, Patty. Only my best.
I know
we'll talk soon.
Oh, please. Thank you so much.
Patty Wetterling, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.